Integration between IDS GeoRadar and Hexagon's MineProtect portfolio now connects systems for safety and radar-based slope stability hazards. Via real-time equipment visualization, integration ensures timely alerts about hazardous areas for people and machinery. This additional layer of information means better risk evaluation. It's also one more way to ensure everyone gets home safely. Thanks for tuning in. Hi, I'm Neville Judd from Hexagon Radio. Safety, sustainability, and efficiency can suffer at any mine where the data from planning, operations, safety, and business analytics are siloed. Integration between IDS GeoRadar and Hexagon's MineProtect portfolio now means that these important data sources can be shared in one platform. With us to discuss the implications are Hexagon's MineProtect portfolio manager, Marcos Boilo, and Francesco Coppi, Director of Monitoring Radar Product Management with IDS GeoRadar. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Ned, for this opportunity to talk about this integration.
Thanks very much, Ned, for having us.
You're welcome, guys. Glad you could be with us today. Francesco, let's start with you. We know mines can be dangerous places with busy traffic, blind spots, noise, distraction, and poor visibility. How does rock behavior and slope stability affect this scenario, and who are the people most at risk?
Slope failure and ruffle are among the main causes of fatalities in mine. So for that reason, mining company invests a lot of money every year in monitoring equipment to keep that risk under control, trying to avoid any kind of incident for workers, and at the same time assuring the continuity of the production. For sure, among all the people working on a pit mine, the most at risk are the workers which spend more time in the pit, such as haul truck driver, shovel operator, drilling machine operators, and et cetera. And as you said, they already have to be focused on their job with no possibility to notice ground instability related risk. In particular, the most dangerous areas in the pit are where their extraction is in progress due to instability induced by blasting activities and the material removal, which continuously perturbates the ground stability.
Thank you, Francesco. Marcos, Hexagon already has systems for collision avoidance, personal protection, and tracking radar. Why did it make sense to integrate with IDS GeoRadar?
I think this is a good question, and the use case came quite obvious, but this is really enhancing or enabling the opportunity to close the loop between our rock monitoring and our own vehicle or onboard devices. So this really allows us to close the loop of our overall value proposition from total monitoring for prevention and reaction, but as well take this and provide real-time notification to all our vehicles and people on the field. So this is important to annotate, because now every vehicle with a collision avoidance device or every person with a personal alert tag would be able to really take actions from alerts or dangers detected from our INSAR radars, which really it is enabling the near real-time decision making that our vehicle drivers and our people on the field needs to take to prevent an accident, of course, right? But as well, it enables the understanding from a remote perspective without having to be on the field to understand who is in the danger zone for the management of our assets and our people. So really, this allows us to remotely monitor the controls of our safety and rock stability programs, which saves times in communications, it improves the safety, and at the end is helping us to prevent accidents and saving lives.
Francesco, tell us about IDS GeoRadar and IDS Guardian in particular.
Okay, I will tell the story IDS GeoRadar in a few words. Just starting from the basic, IDS GeoRadar develops and manufactures radar equipment for deformation monitoring for any kind of applications, even if the mining market and the mining market segment is one of the of our main focus, maybe the main focus. We approached the mining market about 10 years ago in 2010, and we started from a few rather units per year, and now we are present in more than 150 mine sites spread all over the world with almost 400 radars that are 24/7 monitoring the slope deformation and providing automatic alert in case of instability. In the IDS GeoRadar offer, Guardian cover a key role since it is the software platform collecting the data from multiple radars that are operating in one bit and showing in real time the deformation measured by the radars overlaid on the 3D model of the pit. In this way, it's easy to identify the location of potential instability by looking at the 3D model of the pit. And this put in practice the full pit monitoring concept. That is one of the mainstream points of Guardian, the fact that in a single user interface, you can have a full control of the displacement all over the pit. And to get a new measurement every couple of minutes. So you can keep under control the ongoing slope deformation with the possibility to set up automatic alerts to be warned in case of deformation acceleration that could be precursor of potential slope failure. Such alerts are automatically notified to the geotech by means of email, text message, or visual feedback. So what happened today before this integration is that the geotech go to Guardian, look at what the deformation, what's happening, what's going on, and decide if it is necessary to close or not the access to a specific area, and communicates this manually by call some people. Instead, with this integration between Guardian and the Mine Protect Collision Avoidance System, this communication will be almost automatically and timely. You'll save a lot of time to communicate the area to be evacuated to the mine workers. In practice, the geotech engineer will be able to just pushing a button in Guardian to communicate the hazardous area to be evacuated to the collision avoidance system server, which in a few minutes will notify such information to the entire open pit fleet. And the old truck driver will see the alerts while driving. We saving a lot of time in this communication.
So Marcos, Francesco's alluded to that essence of time and how important it is to save time in these kind of situations, but who benefits most from this integration and why?
So of course they who get the main benefit out of this integration initially is the vehicle drivers. So the vehicle drivers immediately knows which zone they should not go because it's closed. So they are immediately being preventive. They understand and in real time know where not to go. But as well, the second really beneficial point of view is the mine management. So as mine management, we created certain amount of processes and controls that we put in place to accidents not to happen. And this is what Francesco said or mentioned. So now we have an alert. The geotech needs to call the supervisors. The supervisors need to go to the specific field and close the road. So this process might take from half an hour to a couple of hours to occur, right? So then how do you make sure that within this time there is no accident or that you are evacuated everybody? Now this becomes instantaneously. Everybody on the mine knows without any single human intervention beyond the click from the geotech to really know where not to go, or if they are already in the danger zone, they can evacuate automatically. So this is the main direct benefits or the people who really benefit now. But if you look from the broader perspective, now we are benefiting all our customers, because if you have one or the other solutions, now you can close the loop within Hexagon technology solutions. And to current and looking even broader, any mine site that is really looking forward to minimize the risk of not only collision avoidance and wall stability, but how do you really minimize the overall risk of accidents using these solutions. So we are enabling or providing benefits to all the layer of users, personas, or possible future customers.
Right. Francesco, from a productivity perspective, why would it make sense for a mine to invest in this kind of integrated solution?
The answer is pretty simple, and it is to improve further the safety standards. This is achieved by reducing the time between the identification of the risk related to ground instability detected by radar and the implementation of the actions needed to mitigate the risk itself, which in the most extreme case could mean to save lives. And as we know, mine productivity and safety are strictly related to each other. If you think that close an operation because of an incident can cost millions per day, therefore, higher safety level means higher productivity. And I think this is the reason why a mine should invest on this integration.
So I'm interested in getting both of your responses to this next question. And Francesco, maybe you can answer first. What distinguishes Hexagon's work in this area of mine safety from any other vendor in the market?
I would say the comprehensiveness of its solution. I mean, no other company in the market like Hexagon can provide under its umbrella a set of solutions covering any aspect of the life of mine, and particularly in this case, both the monitoring of ground stability and the safety of the fleet operation. And exactly the availability of such ecosystem triggered and made possible the integration between Guard and the collision avoidance system, which I think represents a real innovation in the market. And it is a just a starting point, I think, that there can be much more integration between these two worlds to bring more and more benefits to the mine environment.
And Marcos?
I think this integration brings a very, very huge or a major solution differentiator. And it is not only because of the fact that within Hexagon, we provide the best in the market technology for rogue stability monitoring and collision avoidance, and now we're putting this together. But just the fact that within Hexagon, we empower the interoperability of our solutions to really create added value for our customers. So we just don't only sell them individual solutions, we enable our solutions to work within workflows to really add value extra to our customers from our solutions. So it is basically 1 + 1 is now giving them 3. And in the future, as Francesco is saying, we can really start expanding these use cases as they start coming.
And again, final question, if I can get both of your thoughts on this, and Marcos, maybe you can go first. Where do you see future development in mine safety solutions?
I think in the future, as I see it, is we are just giving one step within the integration on workflows development within our companies. And these will be increased with the use case that we will start finding once we start delivering one after the other. But as well, I see a huge future development on transforming the safety data into performance indicators and how this is going to be used for enhancing decision making to really have an impact on measuring and improving the safety beyond what we feel today, that is a lot of gut feeling. And not only this is the first of our safety integrations within Hexagon, but soon we will start expanding our integrations, not only to do safety, but safety productivity is to have a real measure on how safety impacts productivity, as was Francesco mentioned, and what is our real impact on making a decision. So we really can measure. And once we start measuring, this will enable us to really go deeper on improving productivity and safety.
Francesco.
Yeah, in a few words and then in a wide sense, I see the future in the combination of data of different nature to provide added value information, to take more informed decision and a faster reaction to risk. I will try to explain myself better. Today already, In a mine, there are tons of data acquired by different platforms and for different needs, which if combined together could add much more. As Marco said, 1 + 1 can be 3, not 2. And I'm not just talking about data aggregation or visualization, but combined data progress processing by, for instance, exploiting artificial intelligence to predict in advance potential situation of risks, and therefore a better management of that risks. I see this trend already in place in the slope deformation monitoring field, where the deformation data performed, acquired with different technology, are used to predict potential future slope instability. And I think that there is even much more potential by combining monitoring data with mine operation data, for instance. And the integration we are talking about today is not artificial intelligence, but goes exactly into this direction of combination of data.
Gentlemen, sounds like exciting times ahead. Thanks so much for joining us today. A big thank you to our guests, Marcos and Francesco. For more information about today's topic, visit hexagonmining.com and idsgeoradar.com. To listen to additional episodes or learn more, visit hxgnspotlight.com. Thanks for tuning in.